Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, let's take a listen to Babongani. Babongani.
Fundisu Ray, no Pastor Murake, no Professor Kabamba. Isihloko esithi vanity. Okusho ukuthi yize and futhi kusho ukuthi ubala lolu. Ivangele elubala, vanity, emptiness, idolatry, and wickedness, they all signify falseness. Kukhona ke amabandla ke lapho ke abazalwane abakhonza ke iithombe abayibaze ngezandla zabo, and futhi ke benze ke okubi uma ke bese inkonzweni, and khulunywe ke ngezwi eliphambane nezwi likaNkulunkulu eligcwele ke amanga. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2 to 8, we can read it on our own. First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 24 reads as follows: no one should seek their own good but the good of others. Jesus commands us to take on a servant attitude and to follow his example. Just as Jesus was humble, so shall we be humble in everything we do. We can also read that in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Jesus' life was the exact opposite of vanity. We can read it in John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Namhlanje ke abantu ke bafuna ke ukuthi ke bona kube yibona ke abazinakekelayo and futhi ke bazicebiseke ngeevangelini. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13 states, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Vanity is a very common in the modern day, but God does not want us to be vain. Namhlanje ke kumele ke landele ke imiyalo kaNkulunkulu, sigcine le miyalo kaNkulunkulu. Vanity is rooted in self-absorption and pride. Gcwele ke kuyikhukhumeza njenganamhlanje ke inceku uma ke shumayela ke bezibongela ziyayikhukhumeza, noma ke seyiqedile ukushumayela ke mabeshe uthi hey ushayile ke ubatshelile indaba zabo, bakhukhumale base belahlekelwa ke ugcobo ngendaba ke ye pride. Following God entails the need for humbleness and selflessness, not vanity. We do not have to look out for our own interest. We are to look out for the well-being of others. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. And also, believers do not need to follow the cultural trend of vanity. James chapter 4, verse 6. God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Mark 12, verse 31. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. Kumele-ke sithandane, kodwa-ke uthando emabandleni lupholile. Yobona-ke abantu bedlulana first stop bengabingelelani-ke, kodwa-ke bona bathi-ke basindisiwe bangabazalwane. First Samuel chapter 9 and chapter 10. King Saul let vanity go to his head since he was handsome, a skilled warrior, and God's anointed. Saul vanity went straight to his head and ultimately caused his downfall. His crown was taken from him and given to David. Saul committed suicide during his last battle out of fear. We can read that in 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11 reads as thus: yet I surveyed all that my hands had heard was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Ecclesiastes 2, chapter 2, verse 15. Then I said to myself, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then I gained by being wise? I say to myself, this too is meaningless. Namhlanje kunabantu abama kupulpiti bayigabiseke ngemfundo, ngeziqu ke zemfundo zabo, baqosheleke abanye abantu. Sifundeke futhi ke so emakhaya ke na ku verse 21 ku Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 21. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Hey, ubuhle buyakhohlisa umuntu. Kungakho ke uPaula ke umpostoli Paula wayekhuza ke omama ke baseCorinth ethi bangahlobi nje ngokuba bahle ngaphandle ngokufaka amacici ke nokuluki amakhanda ke kwenza ama braiding. Akashonga ukuthi akumelanga kwenziwe lokho. Uthi kodwa ke abahlobeke ngokuthi ke bakhonza uNkulunkulu ngokumesaba nokwenza ke intando kaNkulunkulu, hayi ke ukuzobukisa ke ngezembatho zabo. Psalms chapter 119 verse 37, turn my eyes away from worthless things, preserve my life according to your word. I thank you, God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongan. I really appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you. Vanities that appear as the gospel today.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And of course, let us hear what you say on the very issue of vanities of today. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. Now, vanities that appear as real as the real gospel also. If you can look into the deceptions of today, you know, they are full of deception, you know, they are full of misleading, you know, they are full of all forms of vile. We are taught that, you know, somehow we must yearn to be rich, but we are not taught that in the process we start to develop the notion of being greedy. And when we become greedy, we become like the rich men who are full of violence. Now, Micah chapter 6 verse 12 says, for her rich men are full of violence. Her inhabitants have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Now, what we see also there is the very notion of making people to yearn for the love of money. But people are not told that this will be the root of all evil, all sin. They are not told that. And they are not told that in the greed which will develop, they will also become violent men. These things are not taught. The glamorification is on the bling of things, but actually not on the truth. Murudi Mraka?
Yeah. My brother, the I think the most basic thing is that we don't realize that the gospel has come to make us aware, number one, that we are in a time zone. And when I say time zone, I'm talking about the eon, the age, wherein we are prisoners, just like the sons of Israel were prisoners in Egypt, servants, slaves. Humanity is like that. And just like Elohim sent Moshe to Pharaoh to say, let my people go, the Messiah came that way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we hear that all of them that followed Moshe, they were immersed into Moshe even as they crossed the Red Sea.
Mm.
All who will put their trust on the Messiah are immersed into his death and his resurrection. And in Romans chapter 6, it tells us plainly that if we have been jointly planted into the likeness of his death, we are also planted in the likeness of his resurrection. Meaning, once we have put our trust on him, we then should see ourselves as those that are living now by the Spirit.
Mm.
We should be led by the Spirit. We should do things as the Spirit shows us. Now, here in this age, in this world, everything is done according to the flesh. All things, material. Now, if we are in Christ, we can't be looking back towards what we have been set free from. We should be looking forward to what we are being taken to. That is the next age, the next eon.
Hmm.
And even in this eon, there are men, and the word of God says they have crept in trickily in Jude. Now, in 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to read it, it says, and again, let me start at verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is stupidity with God.
Hmm.
For it is written, he catches the wise in their own manipulation. And again, you'd have then knows the debate of the wise, that they are futile.
Mm.
Therefore, let no one boast in human beings, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Kepha or the world or life or death or things present or things about to be, are all yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God. In other words, if these teachings which we were talking about earlier on, they are actually debate, disputations of human minds that are looking back, fleshly minds that are looking back. And even as they may sound wise, but they are actually stupidity with God. Why? Because the wisdom of God is Christ. Simple. Him crucified, buried, and resurrected. Now, that is the gospel. That is what needs to be proclaimed, taught, prayed, and lived. And we can't live the gospel by our own ability. We live the gospel by the grace, which is the help given by God in Christ Jesus through the Spirit whom we have received. The word of God says, Yeshua HaMashiach is the first fruits of those who are, the first fruit out of the defunct, of those who are sleeping. And he says, when he comes back, we will also be resurrected in our own order. Mm. Now, if we live with that hope, it must show in the works that we are producing, what we are doing, how we are doing it. Somebody talked about we are no more loving one another. Those are the good works which we have been called to walk in. Love, agape love, joy, patience, peace, inner control. In other words, when you find you are desiring to have a little bit more money, the Spirit of Christ who is in us, when he says, no, 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 he said he will never forsake you, he'll never leave you, be content with what you have, rely on him, then I should have peace and have inner control, yield to the inner control which the Spirit has brought, and make that inner control work out by saying, no, I'm not going to be greedy for something. Because greed is actually wanting more. And these things have been written in the 27 books that we should live that way. We should divorce the futile conduct which we inherited from our parents. The one that First Peter chapter 1, verse 17, 18, 19 speaks about. Why? Because we have been made children of God through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of the unblemished lamb. That sacrifice has been done. You see, many times we don't realize. Every time we are being told, make a sacrifice, it's contrary to what the word is teaching. The sacrifice has already been made. Mm. The sacrifice which makes us okay has already been made. Any sacrifice which we have to do is a sacrifice of praise and a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's not trying to achieve some kind of acceptance. We have already been accepted. We should sacrifice by bringing our bodies to serve, not to be accepted by bringing our bodies. No, we are bringing them because we our minds have been renewed to understand that we have already been accepted in Christ Jesus. And therefore, anything which we're trying to do outside of Jesus Christ and his grace, any works that we want to do outside of the faith he has given us, it is idolatry. It is demonic. It is futile. It will not bring us to where the scriptures are telling us the Father wants to bring us. Yeshua himself said, fear not, little children. Your Father wants you to inherit the kingdom. But we won't inherit the kingdom outside of Yeshua HaMashiach. We must be in him. We must yield to him. We must let his words, you know, work us inside a change and produce the works that need to be showing that we are children of the Heavenly Father. Any other works are works of idolatry, are works of vanity.
I hear you quite well. The time has gone to 27 minutes over the hour. 7, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And of course, we're touching on the very issue of vanities that appear as the gospel today. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say in this Meta.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
All right, I've had so many messages that have been sent by Cameron Murr. And quite a lot of them. I think in an hour he has sent more than 20 messages. What is surprising is the picture, which is purported as a picture of Jesus Christ holding a Coke bottle. Quite sad. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Putwami. Yebo Puti, welcome.
Okay, ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga kakhulu Reverend. Ngibulise ku Prof Kabamba no Pastor Murage.
Awuzweke.
Thank you. Topic vanity is Reverend. Namhlanje abantu bafuna izinto eziphathekayo. Iningi likhetha amasonto akhuluma nge knowledge and power, Reverend.
Yeah.
Igama lika Jesu Christ alisaphakanyiswa. USathane ufake many false prophets deceiving many ngama counterfeits ama phone calls njengokusho kuka mfundisi uMamba. People today are ignoring our God who loves them. Ngoba bebeka amathemba abo kumadlozi bake.
Hey madodana.
Yiko bengena bengena peace nokuthula brethren. Because peace can only be found in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Ngoba uJesu Kristu wasifela sonke sikhohlwa ukuthi we are what we are by the grace of God.
Absolutely.
Kepha umuntu uzothi a poster konke nginakho ngikuthole ngamani ngezibusiso zomprofethi wami.
Hey.
Akhohlwe ukuthi zonke lezi zinto God has provided. Futhi nabanye babaholi bashumayela bathi niyalibona leli sonto lalilincane linganga ngalakha ngamandla ami besalifuba posting brother Ray.
Athe lam le sonto.
Yeah. Ekhohlwa ukuthi konke kweza ngomusa kaJesu Kristu brother Ray. Lo muntu uposta nje kusasa uzobe ngekho brother Ray. Edlulile kulo mhlaba. So ngiyabonga my brother to God be glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, my friend.
Blessings to you, my brother. God bless you too.
Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Melanie, I still am wondering, why did you send that message? Maybe it's a mistake that you sent that message, but please make me understand.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Hey, Godfrey, my friend, welcome. Difficult. Hey, Godfrey, please, you know what, man? I think, Godfrey. All right. Godfrey, please send it again. The volume on your phone is really not happening, man. It's really, really, really not happening. If you can send it again, I'd be happy if you can send it again. I'd be happy if you can do that. Please. Try me send it again. Because we just can't hear a thing. Someone sent me a link. It's taking me to YouTube. No, man, come on. I want you to actually really tell me about the gospel that appears as real. And we know it is fake. We know it is not right. we know it is not according to the Spirit of the Most High. We know it's not supposed to be that way. If you can send me again, Godfrey, I will gladly receive it from you, man. I'll gladly do so. No, man. I don't know. People can't hear at all. People can't hear at all, Godfrey. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. And it sounds like it's something good. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenem. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. I want to read this. In John chapter 16 verse 32 it says, "Indeed the hour is coming and yet now has come, that you will be scattered each to his own and will leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone because the Father is with me." People have gone on to preach a gospel where they would be saying, and I hear it many times, even in funerals, "Whenever you need us, we are just a phone call away." And that's the last time you will see them. As people who have lost loved ones, and they are pastors, the last time they saw them, it's when there was a funeral. For those brief moments and stuff. The very fact that they speak of a continuous fellowship, presence, comradeship, yet when things become difficult, I know I have a friend called Ray Mungali, going through a difficult time, losing a loved one. And most of the people who used to swarm around you like bees, you know, like flies around Muhodu, they're not there. And we always preach that gospel that, you know what, we are there for each other. We are there each and every time. We support one another. We take care of one another. But it is not true, Pastor Sam.
Yeah, thank you very much for the point, you know. As you just said, people always see their own interest. You know, one of the pastor who invented the immersion, he talked about the love that we're supposed to be having in the book of 1 Corinthians 13. You know, we are not just there for the sake of the love that God has given unto us, but we are there for what we can get, what we can get. The moment, our interests are no longer there, we find our way out. Now, the truth of the matter is, are we really a body? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. Because we not really understanding who we are and what we are, so that we may continue to work together. Because in the Bible, it says that two people can work together, they never agree. And we see that happening. Like, people are not really together. To say, like, I am with you as long as I get what I want. I mean, when whatever I want is made in the day. I mean, like, why am I going to continue to be with you? That's a bottom line. People go back. And the true love of God is not fixed in church. You know, you'll be surprised to get other people in the same church who do not talk to each other, but they're in the same place. And when you go, you ask them questions, why don't you talk to that teacher, that brother? Say, no, I cannot talk to them because, they're not on my level or not in my whatever, you know, whatever reason can be there. Or maybe because, that person is talking bad about me, and then I've never, my mind never talked to that person. But you understand, that's where you're supposed to fellowship. Now, it looks like as if that people have become so hypocrites into the eyes of God. And when, Christ in one day stand and tell them to the Pharisees that we are hypocrites. That you claim to be holy and you stand on the corner or whatever. You want to prove the point that you are the holy people while in essence you don't even practice the simple thing that you're supposed to be practicing. Like, you cannot forgive one another. You cannot eat together with other people. You cannot sit together and eat together. These are things that are basic things that are supposed to make you come together. The Bible says when people look at these things that as we love each other, they start calling my disciples. But you know, what are they saying? People are not, when people look at us, they cannot even acknowledge, they cannot even see what we are and who are we representing. You know, it's so sad. You know, as I always say, Sunday is the most, I mean, I don't know how I say it. It's the most, I mean, hypocrite kind of a day whereby people must call it that way. The day whereby people are hypocrite on Sunday. But they become so holy on Sunday than any other day. Meaning that on Sunday, people can show how spiritual they are, how Christian they are. But in the essence, when Monday comes, I mean, they go back to whatever they do. And when I'm thinking about that day, the day whereby, you see, if we have to consider, if you see movement in the city, most of the people are moving in that, I mean, around 8 or 9, wherever you see them, they're not going anywhere if not going to church. But then, surprise, surprise, you see people, they don't, I mean, a fellowship in the same church, they can pass each other without even say hi to each other. But they're going, all of them, to go and worship Jesus. And so we suppose that all of them, the majority of them, they're going to church whereby somehow the name of, I mean, the Messiah's nation. But you never see them greeting each other. And to surprise as well, you found that Church A is criticizing Church B. So we are the most anointed ones than the rest. And you ask yourself the question, what makes you say that you are more anointed than them? And then these are things that you see. And you ask yourself the question, where are we really going? As you said, people, they'll be with you once and say, hey, if you want that, I mean, you are just coming one phone call away. But the truth of the matter is, no. They come just to eat, to have them the last meal with you, your family, and disappear. And the rest, I mean, you just eat you. And then when you go, you start following and try to understand, you ask yourself, are we really a church of the Messiah? Are we really a church of the Messiah? Or we are not that? We are not at all. Now, when you come to now the teaching, the prophecy, you say, today people have gone into the things that fit them, things that, I mean, they sound okay to their ears. You know, the Bible says that people go, they go to the extent of, I mean, in the book of 1 Timothy 4, talks about the people even go to the extent of having their own people. They choose their own people. They choose their own people that they like to listen to. People can talk to them and can make sense to themselves. That means they don't want to really listen to the true doctrine. They prefer to listen to something they themselves have created. And this is what is happening nowadays. You see that, I mean, there's no truth, I mean, in whatever people do. People are no longer Christian. They do, I mean, they do whatever comes to their mind. No wonder today there are things that have been put on the pulpit. When you sit, you ask yourself a question, are we really, I mean, still in the church of the Messiah Jesus, or we have gone to another church, or we have set our own club and our own, you know, I've been watching, just, one pastor, because he prophesied over a gentleman that he would be not nominated, but he voted the governor of the different state, because he prophesied over that, and what he said came to pass. Now you see in the church, the mother of the gentleman who became a governor, coming and throwing money. Putting money on that cross. And not only that, putting powder on the cross. Now, the prophet is putting the whole glory as if it's the one who made the son to become a god. And then you ask that sounds like the whole church is standing and clapping hands and so on and so on. You know, these are things that you see, we are bringing strange fire in the house of God without us realizing. The moment the man who prophesied, the moment the man who came to be the sender of God, the moment he starts becoming, a god of that place, then his god is no longer there. Sometimes people don't realize that, I mean, the Bible is so clear. The Elohim is saying, I'm a jealous God. I don't share my glory with him. The moment you start placing another person on his behalf, don't expect that he will be tolerant and say, oh, no, it's okay today, tomorrow I'll come. No. The moment people start placing another person, I mean, God is out. And that's exactly what we see today. A lot of things have been presented, have been introduced in our churches. And I mean, preachings of demons have been established in our churches, and we have a lot of things that are going on. And when I started, I talked about the book of Acts, when Paul said, they will come from you, not from anywhere else. They will rise from here. Their purpose to do is to restore the truth and to divert the people of God, to take them out of the world, and to make the disciples of God to become their own disciples. As I said before, today people are ready to kill for their own name of God than to kill for the word of God. They have to kill in the world. And this is sad to see things the way things are happening. And we just pray to God to make understand that let not us be distrusted. You need to come to people that be honest. If you say that you can be there for people, be there for people. Tell them your word.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about those vanities which appear as the gospel. Taking your calls 012-334-1322 and send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Okay, we were able to get Godfrey back again. Hey, Godfrey.
Hey, sorry about that, brother Ray and your guests and listeners.
No problem.
Yeah, this topic of vanity, for me, it's complicated because I'm at a point that... it also feels like it's vanity to keep, for us to keep on preaching and teaching people who see the scriptures, who read the scriptures. The scriptures have been translated into their languages, but they hardly hear or understand or discern. They keep on chasing vanity, apostles after apostles, recycling pastors after pastors, prophets after prophets. And all the like, and they're all doing the same thing. I'm of the view, I'm supporting what Pastor Murage is saying, that Pastor Kabamba, that there's a wide gate where everybody is going. There's a narrow one. The Bible said the narrow one, you have to find it. It's not going to find it for you. And it's like people, the Most High has blocked their ears, has blinded their eyes. He's leading them somewhere, and others. If you're in the group that can see the truth, it's vanity. It's very painful because you know what's going to happen, what's coming, and you try to warn everybody, but they don't listen. They don't hear. They are blocked. It's like it's a foregone closure, conclusion. The elect has already been chosen. The saints have already been chosen. It's been concluded. It's just that for the sake of... to continue until the last end so that everything else is fulfilled. So if you are in that group that the Most High has chosen, you need to be thankful because he said it's not going to be our works. We are in this position that we see through this vanity. It is not surprising that he gave wisdom to Solomon. The very same Solomon who got the wisdom from the Most High is the one now who's writing about vanity. Because Most High wanted to show us that anything else in this world is useless. We must point our eyes and our faith and our salvation to Yeshua. Because Solomon, with all his wisdom, he also erred because of vanity. He studied all the plants, he collected art, he had money, he did science, he planted every flower, he dated every woman, 700 and 300 concubines. But in the end, he realized that all that is vanity. So even what we are doing, you can read as many books and write as many books. He said it's also useless. There's only one book. That is why... I'm reading a Bible. I wanted to write a book, but when I read that verse, that Solomon said that he read all the books, but they're all useless, is vanity. The only thing you need to do is to fear the Most High and keep his commandment. That's the old duty of man. We can go to university, professor, I'm not stopping everybody, but just know in the back of your mind that after completing that, it's vanity after vanity. Because today we have people who have done medicine, doctors, 3 weeks back, they were marching, looking for a job.
Yes.
Can you believe it? So the things that we viewed as great, as the ultimate goal, it turns out it's vanity. You find somebody who's got metric is up high there, somebody who's got a degree is down here.
Yes.
And all of that who come from a poor family is up there, who come from a rich family is down there. Because all is vanity. The Most High is confusing us because he doesn't want us to boast or to think there's a formula in this world except via Yeshua. Everything else is vanity. If you think you had a beautiful wife, there'll be another one who's more beautiful than her. If you think you've bought the latest G-Class, there's somebody who's going to buy a Brabus. If you think you have a Brabus, there's somebody who's going to buy a Mansory. If you think you've bought a Mansory, there's somebody who's going to buy a Bugatti. He says that it's he confuses the world. He lets the stupid to confound those who are wise. And then the weak to confound those who are strong. He did that by David and Goliath. Because the Most High doesn't want anybody to be above or below anybody. He wants all of us to be equal. When we come to him, we're all going to be equal. Just like the parts of the body. There's no one who's going to say, I'm the great pastor, I memorize, I know verses, I know scripture. He wants us to reach a level of Yeshua where we are equal with him. Otherwise, everything else, the wealth we accumulate, the shares, the money, the lifestyle, it's vanity. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Godfrey. I really appreciate, sir.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
You can send us your WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. The very aspect of vanities that appear as the real gospel.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Hey, Frank.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and the other pastors at the studio.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good, man.
Yes, for me, I'm fine.
Right.
I just wanted to say there is a church that I used to go to. At that church, I was invited by a lady. So the lady who invited me wasn't there by that time. She just told me to come on Sunday, but I didn't find her. So I saw another lady who was at my age, and then she said, when the pastor asked who invited you, I must speak her name. But she didn't invite me, the one who said I must speak her name. So I found out that at that church, people I think they were given something if you invite someone. So it was like a competition. And I lied. It was my first day to go to church, and then I had to lie. So I don't know, maybe they get paid or what, but as for me, I think it's meaningless that church members must know who invited you, and another thing, they were given like something like a medal. If we invite a lot of people, you are given something like a medal. I don't know. Maybe they were also given something else. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
That is it. But I don't know if what I'm saying is right or wrong. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you for sending that one. Man, what is happening is that they reward you. There is a medal, something that looks like a medal. It's either it's silver or it's bronze or it's gold. But it also goes with a prize towards the end. They would thank you with something. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. Such things happen. What can we say? Coming up next, the final conclusion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, here we are, and let me give you both 2 minutes to conclude. Time really has gone. There is nothing certain about the kind of gospel that appears as real, you know. Proverbs 20, verses 17, bread gained by deceit is sweet to man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. One thing we know, that such apparitions of a so-called gospel lead nowhere else but to death. When your mouth is filled with gravel, gravel is soil. These leads to death. Muruti, finally, take your 2 minutes, sir. Pastor Muraka.
Yeah. The word of God says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, this I assert therefore and testify in the Lord that you would no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk in the futility of their mind, having their pondering made dark, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them because of the stoniness of their heart. Now, when we go to 1 John chapter 5, we hear a different story altogether there, because if one was listening carefully there, the Apostle Paul is speaking to is that those who are in Christ should no longer walk in the futility of the darkened mind, the darkened pondering.
Yeah.
And in 1 John chapter 5, this is what we hear from verse 18. We know that whoever is begotten of God does not sin, but he who has been begotten of God detains himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the entire world lies under the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us a pondering that we may know him who is true.
Okay.
And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is the true God and eternal life.
Yeah.
Little children, keep yourselves from idols. A mind that ponders on dark things and then presents them as acceptable before God is futile and is idolatry.
Yeah, I hear you quite well, Muruti. Sorry about that. Time really is gone. Pastor Sam, Jeremiah 9:5 says, everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. It's like we are killing ourselves when we continue like this. Pastor Sam, finally.
Yeah, definitely. That is a sad part of the whole thing. That a lot of people are going out there with the purpose, with the mission. They're doing a mission of destroying one another. For what? For what gain at the end of the day? And then the only thing that you can advise us today is, we have one master that we need to follow all of us, and the rewards can only come from him.
Yeah.
The reward will never come from any of our efforts or any of our doing.
Yes.
It means it's not because we've done too much things or we've done this and that we deserve something. No, everything by the grace. If we can understand that, I think we will take care of each other, stand by each other in order for all of us to benefit from the life of Christ. And I believe this is what we need to do in order for us to go further.
Wow. Thank you so much to both of you. And of course, Pasa regards Muruti Muraka at home. Much blessings to you, sir.
I will do so. And I am asking, please do the same. And I'm asking Pastor Kabamba to do the same.
Thank you.
All honor and glory to our Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Sam, thank you so much. Pasa regards at home, sir.
I will do exactly that. Thank you very much for having us tonight, and may Muruti Muraka bless his family and all of us who may continue to serve the Most High God.
Next week, we are talking about the malignant works of Satan, the bad works, the evil works of Satan, and how these continue to disguise themselves as the work of the gospel. We will be looking into that next week. Thank you so much to both of you, and good night. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the messages. To the King above all else, thank you for the calls. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We thank him that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into all truth. And we are learning together. As always, thank you so much. Coming up next, Mfundisi Mabunda will be taking you through. From me, Ray, it's been great. Tuda Raba.
Join us as we change lives forever. Together with you on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.